Members of the committee and the audience? Sit down, Senator Larson. Members of the committee, this is the organizational meeting of Senate Judiciary. I'm Jim Shockley from the Bitterroot, and I'm chairman. You might wonder why. I've been on the committee longer, and I'm a Republican. That is how I'm chairman. So we'll start with Senator Moss, and she'll introduce herself and move right around. Senator Moss? Do you want to say anything, Senator Moss?
Pardon me?
You want to say anything, ma'am?
I just want to say good morning. It's a great opportunity to again serve on Senate Judiciary.
Turn on your mic there, yes.
You know, you got to teach these new guys everything. So I'm Senator Raleigh Hutton from Senate District 17, and glad to be serving with everyone.
Thank you. Senator Blewett. Try the mic. This is why we have an organizational meeting, so we can learn how to use the microphones.
My name's Anders Blewett, and I've never been on this side in the Senate Judiciary Committee. I hope it works out better for me on this side than it did on that side last session.
For those of you who don't know, Anders is one of my students. Senator Lazlovich was chairman, another one of my students, when I wasn't chairman of this committee. Senator Murphy.
I'm Terry Murphy, Senator from District 39, which starts up the hill behind the Capitol. Over that way, I guess, about 5 or 6 blocks, goes down through Jefferson County. This is my second session serving on this committee, and pleased to be here.
Senator Hinkle.
Senator Greg Hinkle from Senate District 7, which just takes in Mineral County and Sanders County and the northwest corner of Missoula County. And, Mr. Chairman, it seems like it was just a couple days ago we left this committee. It's good to be back.
It does seem that. Senator Larson.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cliff Larson. I represent Senate District 50, 704 square miles of Missoula County, including downtown, north side, many areas of the suburban county, including Big Flat, Lolo Creek to the Idaho line, down Petty Creek, adjoining my friend Greg Hinkle's district at Alberton, and it's my second service period on this committee. I'm honored to be on this committee, and I ask for disappointment, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here with all of you, and I suspect we're going to have some, as the old Chinese proverb goes, we're going to live in some interesting times here.
Yes, I enjoy having you back, Senator Larson. And now the staff, Pam Schindler.
Good morning, committee members. I'm Pam Schindler. I'm your committee secretary. I've been a secretary for a long time. I won't say how long. You will notice I left a packet at each of your places, and it's just as kind of an overview of how we're going to do proxy votes, the snacks, which is really most important, I think. And just some protocol that we use here in the committee. So if you could sign those blank proxy forms, and then I will keep them here, and then, of course, your vice chair will always vote your vote, and we have an audio record of it, so it can't be mistaken by me. And that's all. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to give me a holler. Thank you.
Thank you. Bobby Lavender is out of the room at the moment. Quincy Elaine is our lawyer. We call her the burning bush. When she says, it's true. And I'd like to introduce my wife in the audience. In fact, she's the entire audience, Marilee Shockley. For those that haven't been here before, what we customarily do is the newspaper, or the cameras and stuff are to my left, just kind of in front of that door over there. And if anybody asks you, and there will be some new ones, where do we go? That's where we like the cameras. If they don't want to go there, then have them talk to me and we'll discuss it. Maybe there'll be a reason not to. Do look over the packet. The Democrats should decide who will have their proxy votes, who will get them. Excuse me. Senator Murphy will have the proxies for the Republicans. And what we do, it's in the past, and this is legitimate, you can sign your name, give it to the person designated to hold the proxies, and he can write in the appropriate bill number at the time. As Pam's instructions say, when we get bills, we're going to put them in your folder here, this brown envelope or accordion folder, and the staff will not mess with this. Anything goes in here, they won't throw away. There's Bobby Lavender coming in. If you leave something on your desk other than your pencils and your paper, then they will. So be sure you don't leave something out that you don't want thrown away. If you don't want it thrown away, put it in the folder. Are there any questions? We're starting with 6 bills on Monday. I wanted to start sooner, but this is the first time that we've had this training like this, and it's a really good idea. I wish we did this when I came in a few years ago. It's excellent, but it's time well spent. But it's going to get us off to a little later start than we normally have. We're going to have to do about 6 bills a day. I'm going to start with 9 o'clock, shooting to get out of here at 12. If we take a lot of time, then we don't get lunch. Customarily, not this Monday, but customarily, we start at 10 on Mondays. To be candid, Senator Gent and I commute. We go home on the weekends. That has not been a problem in the past. If it is a problem, then we'll go to 9 o'clock. If we don't get the work done, then we're going to go to 8 o'clock. But there's no reason why we can't get it done 9 to 12 and on Mondays 10 to 12. For those that are new to this, when people come in, we'll have the bills. I'll say, I'm going to hear Senate Bill XYZ. I'll say, how many people? First off, I'll make sure the person sponsoring the bill is in the room. And then I'll ask, how many people are for it? How many people are against it? And depending on the complexity, I'll suggest an amount of time, like 30 minutes. And I'll give an appropriate amount of time to the opponents and to the supporters and the opponents of the bill, proponents and opponents, and we'll move them right along. You'll have an opportunity to ask questions after the presentation, but if it's a question that can be asked in executive action, that's when we vote on the bill ourselves. It would save a lot of time if you ask it at that time. In other words, don't question other members of the, as a general rule, don't question other members of the committee. Don't ask questions of other members of the committee when the bill is being presented at that hearing. Wait till the executive action. Are there any questions? Does the staff have any comments? Then we're adjourned. And we'll meet again 9 o'clock on Monday morning. And we'll meet again 9 o'clock on Monday morning. Then we're adjourned.